Welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 99. We're one day off the 100. I never thought that would happen. But it is. It's happening. And it's keynote day. So how is everybody? Let me know in the chat. We have got lots to do today. For a start, my chat's not working. Now it is. Excellent. We have bingo cards. Don't ask. There's a long story. But we have bingo cards. I am going to paste a link in the chat. It has at the end of it XXX. You need to copy that and then replace the XXX with a number of your choice between 001 and 050. Unless you're Jonathan and I have a special one for you. So I'm going to put that link in. Don't forget to change the XXX or nothing at all will work. Mike's going to try it now for the first time. It's been a farce, hasn't it, Mike?
Yes, I've tried it.
And?
It works.
Yes, but you know what you're typing. I could well have typed complete gobbledygook, so try that one as well. Do your job. Hello, Pete. How are you doing? Now, I've got multiple chats going on here, as ever. All confusing. Tracy suggested a separate channel. The thing is, not everybody is in Slack. What should we do about that, Mike? If we split the chat, it'll get even more confusing. So pretty much what we do is use the chat on the website, which I'm thinking is probably the best way to go. Oh, Tracy's put a panorama up. There's a lot of work there, Tracy. Maybe you need to outsource that. That's what I get told, isn't it, Mike?
Yes.
Anyway, we're live right now. We are live right now. Forgive me if you're not very present. You'll be there in spirit, Tracy. Oh, Pete's managed to get reasonably free. Looking forward to catching up. Yay! Mind you, it's been a busy few months, hasn't it? Particularly for you, Pete. I watched a video the other day, and this guy's a YouTuber and a doctor, a junior doctor. It was quite surprising. He was sat there and said he had no patients. Really? He sat and did his own stuff for 3 hours. We're told you rushed off your feet. What's going on? Very
strange.
Was that
a pun?
Business.
Was that a pun?
What?
No patience.
No, he genuinely didn't. He said he was going in to do rounds or something in the morning and that there was nobody to see, so he sat there and did his own stuff for 3 hours. This is not how it works. Surely it's not. No idea what's going on there. But what are we going to see today? Well, all of the stuff on the bingo cards, obviously. If you don't like the one you get, try a different number. What we do with the bingo cards, some people take this incredibly seriously. And they put out bingo cards that have got like all the things on that might actually happen. We put all kinds of things on there. Things that are incredibly unlikely to happen. Like a meaningful update to iWork. Oh, that would make my lifetime, Apple. Just saying, you know, still time. A couple of hours, you could get that sorted. That would be amazing. And there's some funny ones on there. But some of them, like Boom, and does anybody know the significance of 942? 942 is on some of those cards. Let me know in the chat if you know the significance of 942. Not you, Mike. We know you know. Hello, Erwin. Good to have you with us. Depends where you are and where you've been allocated. Not much surgery going on. If you're a surgical junior, may have more time than most. Don't think he was a surgical junior. He was on the obs and gynae ward. Now, I would have thought nothing stopped the arrival of new babies, but who knows? I just thought it was incredibly weird. You imagine doctors running around, put it like that. Apart from the older ones, the consultants, like the one that came to see Mike who didn't speak English. Don't ask about that. Mike and I just looked at each other as though, did you get a word of that? He was Russian, which was lovely, and I'm sure he was very highly qualified. Speaking English would have been an advantage, though. I have got the odd word of Russian, but nothing to do with kidney stones, sadly. Oh, dear. No document there. Hang on. Did you change the number? Did you try my link, Mike, and change the number?
I tried your link and changed the number.
You don't click it, Erwin. You've got to change the number. The rationale is, that's the link, but you need to copy it. And where it's got XXX in it, you need to change that for a number of your choice. 001 through to 050. We've done it that way so everyone gets a different card. Otherwise, wouldn't be much fun, would it? We'll have a divvy up at the end as to who got the most. Which one are you going for?
7.
Oh, lucky 7. They've not been done in any particular order. It's totally random. More random than I might like to think, given how it all panned out. But never mind. You will get the gory details of that on Friday. We've got Spanish from Tracy. Afternoon. Good idea to start a new chat. Well, it might be, but then the chat is split and then no one knows what's where. That's the problem with it. That's the problem with it. We might create a channel for the chat afterwards. I think that would probably be a better bet. Because this is just an episode of Marooned. We do have all the chats. It's just a matter of finding time to do something with them. And thus all the assets and things that were talked about inside them. Oh, I'll hopefully be able to show you more about that at some point in a future After Hours, about how it's all done. Because it is being done. It's just done in the background. Anyway, news from Apple. First thing, there's a possibility, you know, with it being virtual. Who thinks there's a possibility they might do the whole thing via emojis? Because if you follow Tim Cook, or you've seen Tim Cook on Twitter, he's put out an emoji of himself talking. It's pretty cute. The only thing I'm thinking is, you know, how did he generate that emoji? Because if it was done on his phone, he looks about 12. And I'm pretty sure emojis were supposed to look like you. I wanted to add a late addition, by the way, to the bingo cards. Hello, Kim. Hello, Paul. Do you remember, was it last year or the year before? Highlight of the keynote. They added makeup to memojis. There are just no words. So as I'm doing the bingo cards, too late to add it in, but I thought, oh, I've had an idea. Always dangerous. What if they added tattoos to emojis? So if they do that, you heard it here first. I was thinking, what more stupidness could they have with emojis? And that was what came to me. There could be clothes, couldn't there? There could be a whole wardrobe for emojis. Clothes for emojis. Yeah, that would work. They've got to do something with it because it's just got sillier and sillier every year. I actually watched a film last night. That's incredibly unusual for me. In my defence, I was trying to beat that YouTube channel trailer into submission with a huge stick. The good news on that front, I managed it. I don't know what's wrong with Camtasia. It's got one on itself. Anyway, film I watched. It was Contagion from 2011. I'm glad I didn't watch it at the beginning of lockdown. I would have found it ridiculous. If you've seen it, you'll know exactly what I mean. But it is very, very similar to the situation we find ourselves in now. What was scary about it was, and I'm glad it would have totally missed the point, I think, at the beginning of lockdown. I'd have watched it and said, no one would behave like that. Don't be ridiculous. However, 99 days into our lockdown, I watched it and thought, yeah. And I could literally pick the characters as being like, there was this guy that's saying, like, you know, drizzling salt over a walnut will solve the problem. That was, did Elaine create 100 different cards? Oh, Paul, if only you knew. I'll talk about that in a sec. You actually got your bingo card. Ah, Kim, you need to change the XXX to a number. And that all the numbers between 001 and 050 should be alive. So Paul's got number 1. Try a different number. Mike got number 7. I've got a special one for Jonathan. He requested a number. So I've got one. Ah, Peter did 36. I might have been tempted with that one. House numbers that I have lived at. 22, 36 and 1. But I won't go for 1. because Paul's got one. So I might go for my birthday. We'll see. In fact, I could probably go for a unique one, and I'll explain why later.
I've left 7 if anyone wants it.
So did I create 100 different cards? Sort of, yes. Anyway, back to this film. So this film was how it was spreading and people's reaction to it and the fact that they would, like, kill a neighbour for a glass of water. Watching it 99 days in, absolutely. This film was spot on. Did have a bit of a feel to it, of a TV movie, though, despite the fact that there were so many stars in it. Who's seen it? Who's seen Contagion? It was Matt Damon, Cuba Gooding. Is it Cuba Gooding Jr.? The one with the goop. What's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow. The one from Titanic whose name constantly escapes me. Kate Winslet. There was a load of people in it. Not quite sure how they got all of that into this film, given that the story was... I think if you weren't in the middle of a pandemic, the story would have been paper thin, to be honest. But I thought it was actually very good. So let me know. You've come for your bingo card, Simon. Excellent. I will put in the link yet again. What you need to do is change the XXX to a number of your choice between 001 and 050. And if you don't like the one you get, choose another one. We've got some funny stuff in there and we've got some potentially serious stuff in there. I got kiboshed from adding some of my stuff. Whoa, Kim's 22. That was my very first house number, 22. North Lee Road, very close to Old Trafford it was. I was actually born in that house. 22 is a good number to choose. There you go. Right, so did I make 100 different cards? No. I actually made 613 different cards. They are all unique. You will get the entire story about the complete debacle on Friday, but I will show you on Friday how I did it. In fact, it's a two-hander, isn't it, Mike?
It is.
I also wanted to do something else while you were doing your last training course, Mike, and that didn't work either. Didn't work in Excel, didn't work in Sheets. I thought if you dragged down, it would do a pattern fill. And it didn't. So I'm putting in a complaint. I wanted to put the links on the website. What are you supposed to do with the bingo cards? Well, you wait for the keynote to start, Tracy. And you pay very close attention during the keynote. And anything that's on the bingo card that they say... you cross off, and the one with the most crosses off wins at the end of the day. Some of them, as I say, are quite humorous. I don't think anybody's going to get a full house. It's just something we do for a laugh. They went through a phase where they would, if Steve Jobs was around, he'd do a presentation, and somewhere in the middle of it, he'd go, and boom. So you might find boom on the card. Another one is, and we can't wait to show it to you. Another classic is One More Thing. One of my favourites is, and it ships today, but that's not likely to happen much either. So it's things that are said during the keynote or things they might introduce or just funnies. Like, I don't know if anybody's got this one. If you have, let me know. Putting wheels on an iMac because they've done it with the Mac Pro and they are bringing out a new iMac. What if it's got wheels? Just saying. Particularly if it's got a bigger screen. Mrs. Simon's 356. Now, there would be a 356, but the FTP's acting up. But if you would like 356...
There is a 356. Hmm? There is a 356.
Oh, you've finally done it, have you? Right. So have we now got any number between 001 and 600?
Probably, or but some failed.
Ah, well, I'll leave you with that, Mike. Kim's got the ad wheels. Excellent. Excellent. They are all unique. Completely unique. Yes, that took a little bit of ingenuity, but I won't say it took time. The things that, where you're hoisted by your own petard, are actually nothing to do with us. The plan we had to do it was absolutely spot on. I even had the data we used back in 2014 that was hysterical. When I went into the old data, Let me see if I can get the old data on. Some of the stuff we put on there as like a joke actually happened. Maybe not that particular year, but it did actually happen. So it was so comical. Let's have a look. Where's it gone? Oh, I can't find the file. Typical. It's been that kind of day, to be honest. Right, let me find the file and tell you some of the stuff. One of them was the introduction of iOS. I think it was 6. Well, obviously, that happened. But some of the others, absolute joke. Is that today? Oh, I know. It'll be in the numbers file. Used to use a numbers file. There's a problem. Obviously, I can't do that anymore because, I mean, it was a beautiful way to do it. You had a numbers file with the data in. You had pages, and pages were so forgiving in the layout. So you basically had the ability to have a desktop publishing application with pages and do the layout. But they ripped the mail merge out. I cannot fathom that, because although this is a bingo card, it's not a form letter or an email. It's done with a mail merge. So there is, in my world, the need for mail merge in pages and, you know, hooking it into numbers for the data. But Apple think not. Apple think not. So they just unceremoniously rip the whole thing out. So although we've done this before, this is the first time that we've done it this way, because we cannot physically do it the way we used to do it, which has caused major issues. But we've got there in the end. Right. Why are you finding that when I want you to find something else? I wonder if it was WWDC. There we go. Keynote from 2013, this one. Let's have a look. Are you opening? Are you thinking of opening? You know, anytime soon? That's just showing me the desktop. What on earth is going on? Ah, there we go. Keynote 2013. Wow. In fact, it's not actually the data that I've got. Let's have a look. Oh, I've got lots in here, but I'm not sure if I've got the right one. Let's have a look. Not that one. Getting there. What is actually sad with that one? There's a keynote. Apple September keynote 2014. Here you go. What have we got on here that we don't have anymore? Apple introducing Apple-branded digital payments. Whoa, Apple Pay. We were ahead of ourselves. Apple Home Automation. We were ahead of ourselves. We now have all of the HomePod stuff and all of the associated things. A Johnny Ive video. Unless that's our Johnny Ive, that's not going to happen. Oh, that was the other word that Steve Jobs used to use. Bam. There's some stuff that's still there. There's mention of a new Mac Mini, which did actually happen. A 13 megapixel camera. I think we've surpassed that as well. Let's have a look. What else have we got? iTunes 12. iTunes gone. Totally gone. Apple to introduce a stylus. Whoa, Apple Pencil. We were definitely ahead of ourselves, weren't we? Here's another one that we predicted. And, you know, these went in as like, yeah, that'll never happen. The Stocks app to be made removable. And it was. What else have we got that was humorous? Was this the one that Apple did, that U2 did close the show off, Mike? Oh, do you know the one that's actually making its 10th anniversary appearance this year? Who's got the 10th anniversary appearance? That's an absolute classic, that one. All right, let's have a look. The wheels are on number one. And it's on yours as well. Excellent.
Yeah, right. 2014.
Pete's got 28. That's a good one to choose. What time's the show kicking off UK time? Apple are starting to talk at 6 o'clock. We are having a marooned here from 4 till 5. 5 till 6 is our standard MacBytes Live, which people are used to, so that's why we decided to put marooned on first. What is Tim Cook's prayer finger? He kind of puts his fingers together in a prayer gesture. and then says something profound. So the prayer finger. Keep an eye out for that one. Boom, surely. Well, it was Steve Jobs that used to do that, but he did it so well. iTunes sucks so badly. Isn't iTunes dead? Didn't they remove iTunes and it became Apple Music? Obviously, it's still on ours because I'm still on Mojave and Mikey's on High Sierra, as is my machine that can't be updated. And Madam is in the room. Oh, she looks so fed up to the back fur, doesn't she, Mike?
Mm.
Let's have a little picture of that. Can I have a picture of you, Lola? Guarding all the boxes. There we go. Oh, you really do look fed up to the back fur. It's far too warm over here, but it's only the beginning, apparently. It's going to be scorching by Wednesday, so we're told. Right. It'd be interesting to see if the apology to developers of Dave will happen. That one had to go in, didn't it? They have actually come to an understanding with Hay. That has been updated this morning. But it was just the tone. The tone of what Apple wrote was tone deaf. It really was. When you're in the middle of the Black Lives Matter thing and people are saying people are tone deaf, that's what that to developers was absolutely spot on. If you are unaware of what's going on with the Hay thing, Hay.com is a new mail system that has been brought out by the people from Basecamp. And in line with a lot of other applications already in the App Store, they did not allow sign-ups from within the app. Now, other applications that work exactly the same way are Netflix. What's one of the other ones? Netflix. All of the big ones. Spotify work. Yeah, Spotify. Spotify and Netflix, that kind of thing. So the issue is, this Hay.com app went in the store and they let it in the store. And then I believe there was a snotogram sent from Apple. And ultimately, it was, we have supported you, because Basecamp also have their application in the App Store, the Basecamp application. And all of those applications are completely free. So you don't pay for Spotify, you don't pay for Netflix, and you don't pay for Basecamp. So they implemented Hay.com in exactly the same way. So you download the app and you log into the account. But the account is a paid for account, but you pay for it through the website. And that is the Hay.com website, not Apple. So the customers of Hay.com are Hay.com customers. Anyway, Apple got very uppity about this and sent a mail and said that was it. It was going. And thus ensued a set to. Apple then sent this. They either published this or sent it to them. I'm not sure which. But they sent this snotogram, really. And it's in a roundabout way, but it was very clear what they meant. Apple message to Hay. Let's see if we can actually find it. Apple send a letter to Hay. Change your app or get out of the App Store. Apple says its rules are clear, consistent, and enforceable, and developers have long said otherwise. So Apple sent a letter to Basecamp's Jason Fried on Thursday with a simple message. We're not going to allow the Hay app into the App Store as it is. There will be no more escalations, no more hope of rogue executive changing the outcome. Unless you make the changes, you're not getting your app approved. So Apple told the Basecamp team it has a few options, and then it reels off what the options are. But it was this particular part of the mail that basically said, we have supported you, that the Basecamp app has been in the App Store for 8 years. We have supported you and you've not, because these apps are free. So like, we are happy to support free apps, blah, blah, blah. But you have not added to supporting the App Store, basically. Because the 30% that Apple would get for an in-app purchase has not been forthcoming, because the sign-up takes place on the website out of the App Store completely. Basically, Apple sent this snotogram that said, we're supporting your business for free. It was not the best tone they have ever taken. It was downright rude. Developers have gone absolutely mental. So this morning we had an update. I will attempt to find the update. Is that the update? No, that's not the update. Let me find the update. There's the update. So I'll put in the very, very latest, which is that. And they've calmed down a little bit, but ultimately they're going to have to change the app to get it in the store. Their argument was, if the Spotify app and the Netflix app work that way, why can't their app work that way? But Phil Schiller has told them they need to have like a free level, basically. His argument is it doesn't work. You download the app from the App Store, it doesn't work. And that is not what we want on the App Store. So I wouldn't like to say actually who's right and who's wrong. It's just that the tone they took was most unfortunate. Who remembers developers, developers, developers?
I do.
Does that mean anything to you? Does the phrase developers, developers, developers mean anything to you? I'm going to find the video. It's an absolute classic. It is one of my favourite, favourite ever videos. I've got it on YouTube. It was from 2008. And you may well remember. Ah, it means something to Peter. Excellent. Right. You may well remember that after. Do you know he's actually faded into history, hasn't he, Mike?
Mm.
Bill Gates was in charge at Microsoft, and obviously Satya Nadella is there now. But in between, Steve Ballmer took over. Steve Ballmer, oh my! He was a fabulous salesman, but he didn't really... not the person to do keynotes, really. But he was passionate. I'll give him that. He was passionate. So what he's doing in this video, and it's only 24 seconds long, but he's giving a presentation and he's basically ramming home the point. And you know, he, like I said, he is fantastic with his communications in one way that 12 years on, I still remember it. And so does Peter and Mike. I think once you've seen it, you will never forget it. But he was making the point that Microsoft would succeed with their hardware as long as they looked after the developers, because it was the developers, not the Microsoft developers, but freelance developers, third-party developers, who would choose to develop for the platform or not. It was as simple as that. And he rammed that point home with this video, which does have to be seen to be believed. But I'll give you 24 seconds to watch it because it's so worth it. I'm sure there's a rap version of it somewhere as well. But I do remember it. Very, very well. So I think he did ram his point home, let's say that. The horror, oh yes. He did come across as an idiot. I'll give you that. He did laugh at the iPhone and he said, no stylus, it's going to bomb. Having said that, you know, if I'd just bought an iPhone and then another one came out and it worked with the pencil, I'd buy it. So, no, it didn't bomb, obviously. But I'd love to use my pencil on my iPhone. I really would. Was he a coach for Trump? Now you come to mention it. Maybe he severely influenced the Don. You can't fault his passion, though, can you? That's sometimes what's missing from an Apple One now. Steve Jobs had the most amazing charisma to carry through with a presentation. He really did. He could do things and get away with them. Some of the old presentations going back to sort of the early 2000s, and I saw every one from 2006, but some of the old ones are just absolute classics. You'd think he was on something. He definitely looks like he was on something, doesn't he? If I just put that on, I don't need to hear the sound. I know every word of the developers, developers, developers. But when you look at him, He's given his all, isn't he? He looks like he's playing a football match. That shirt is that sweaty. He really does look like he's played a football match. That's got to be older than that, because that logo, in fact, it's in Spanish underneath. That's not helpful. And there's no date on it. somebody's actually put under that video, how many lines of code did he do before he went on stage? Is it this one? 1.8 million. That one's much longer. Is it the same one? No, there are more videos of him. I mean, this was him all over, because this is a different show. But he's very old school, isn't he? It reminds me of like selling in the 50s and 60s. He did something stupid at every presentation. But the thing was, he's believable. Look at him. He's loving it. He actually reminds me on that of Peter Kay comedy. But you certainly remembered him. Let's put it like that. I did not know that, Simon. I did not know. Oh, Craig's not floating your boat. Craig floats most girlies' boats, I'm afraid. And he was supposed to be the George Clooney of Apple. Possibly they were just comparing him with Harry Potter. He used to be in charge of the Apple Watch. Not sure if he is or not now, because we've not seen him in a while, have we? You never see him on stage with Harry Potter either. What was his name?
Kevin Lynch.
Kevin Lynch, that's right. He came from Adobe. They headhunted him from Adobe for a secret project. They never said what the secret project was. This was years ago. The secret project turned out to be the Apple Watch. And he came on stage about three times doing Apple Watch updates. But he looks smaller than he actually is. But he's got these round glasses and the hair. And he looks like Harry Potter. You never see him and Harry Potter in the same place. Clearly a Bulma stunt. Yeah, it's the way he is, isn't it? It is the way he is. I think he was one of the old school, like I'm saying, that, you know, no publicity is bad publicity. And if he goes crazy like that, he will get coverage. And he did. He did. But no, not really to my taste, I'm afraid. He was a laughing stock. Somebody had the temerity to call Pete. Are they not aware? Come on, WWDC day. Pete, did you hear what Jonathan said? Jonathan finishes at 5:30. And last week he had an hour-long meeting that overran. Not only did it take the hour, it overran by 2 hours. Severely underestimated that. So I said, you know, if it overruns by 2 hours, you're lost. And he's already told them that he's leaving at 5:30, and if they've got a problem with that, they can explain to him what the issue is on Tuesday, which I think's perfectly fine. Are we playing for a line or a full house? Oh, Pete, that's a good one. Tell you what, if you get a line, shout us out in the chat. There you go. Will Johnny fall asleep at WWDC? No, definitely not. It's never happened before, Pete. Never, ever, ever happened before. Simon, I had no idea they'd actually held a funeral with an iPhone. But again, with him in charge, it would have been to get publicity, wouldn't it? And it's not in the best way. Considering that he was in charge of Microsoft when Steve Jobs was in charge of Apple. Oh, dear me. Oh, dear me. Right, let's have a look. I think I'm caught up with that bit. Right, so Jonathan will be joining us around 5:30, I think. Have we got any of the Steve Jobs one? Because Steve Jobs did weird stuff like that, you know. Steve Jobs keynote. Let's have a look. There was one where he was explaining. There it is. These are things that have gone wrong in keynotes. It's about 11 minutes. Probably one to keep for later. But it is funny to watch. It's how he copes when things don't go right. There was the one where he had to ask people to get off the Wi-Fi because they couldn't connect.
I remember that one.
I remember that one. There was the one he had. They had a funeral for something, didn't they? Wasn't it the PowerPC chip? So they did that one. There was one where they had somebody jumping off a roof on stage. I don't know if it, not the roof of the stage, but let's see if I can find just that bit. I think it was Phil Schiller, and they had him jumping and like landing on a safety mat, basically. What is scary when you look at these outtakes is how old the interface of the Mac looked. But anything that didn't go right, Steve Jobs, not a happy bunny. Not a happy bunny. I think that's the one where he's asking people to get off the Wi-Fi. But there's some absolute classics in there. And the thumbnail image for that video is one where he was explaining. He was trying to get something to work. I think it was his remote control. And his remote control wasn't working. And he started, while they were fixing it, he started telling a story about another remote control that he had made. Well, he hadn't, Steve Wozniak had. And this thing that he'd made interrupted the TV. So he was saying that they were at this party and Steve Wozniak was pressing this button, and every time he pressed the button, the TV went funny. And the guy had to get up to fix it. And obviously they knew it was a gag. It was them doing it. But in the end, he said this guy was like juggling with the remote control, and he actually did this juggling of the remote control, and he's got like his hand under his leg and his knee up at his chest. Totally unscripted, that bit, as far as we know. And he coped admirably. His demo for the move to Intel was classic. It was, I think, my favourite was when he introduced the iPhone. And there was this bit, and it's the power of three. If you're doing a presentation and you want to say X and Y and Z, you need to have one, two, three. It just flows better, everything. So if you actually, when my channel trailer, which is now finished, goes live, you'll notice that within it, it follows the same structure. It's, what did I put? Something like design tutorials, something tips, and something else. So it's the one, the two, the three, the X, the Y, the Z. If you think about it, when there's a Mac Bytes at the beginning of the show, hello and welcome to Mac Bytes. I'm Elaine Giles and I'm here with my co-host Mike Thomas. And in this episode, one and two and three. So it just flows. So he'd split the presentation thing into three, and he had three parts on a slide. And he said it's an internet communicator, a music player and a phone. We've got three devices to show you today. An internet communicator, a music player and a phone. And the slide was split into three. And if he said that once, he must have said it about four times. And he looked at the audience. He went, "Are you getting me yet?" And then he said, it's not three devices. It's one device. It's an internet communicator. It's a music player and it's a phone. And the room just went crazy. They clearly did not get him at the beginning when he said, "We're introducing three devices today." But he meant all in one device in the phone. The room just went crazy. They are just masterclasses in how to present. He really did. So everyone had already heard the rumour, but the room was absolutely silent. The first time I remember that, because my first Mac was an Intel Mac, and it had literally been out a day, I think, when I bought it. And that was more by good luck than good judgment, because I had no plans whatsoever to buy a Mac. We went to an Adobe conference in Manchester at the Lowry Hotel, wasn't it? Which is not the one where, what's it was? Mourinho. It's not in Salford, no. It's on the other side, but it's the Lowry Hotel. So we went to this event at the Lowry Hotel. They show us Lightroom. I'm like, "Where have you been all my life?" And right at the end of the demo, so I'd made all the notes, I was raring to go. He said, "It's Mac only." And I looked up and went, "Pardon? A room full of people, pardon? What?" And he said, "It will be coming to Windows, but it's not going to be until quarter four." This was the first week in April. So we left the room and I turned to Mike and said, "I'm going to have to buy a Mac." And I went up to one of the suppliers who was in there and asked about Macs. So this was Tuesday. On the way home, we bought a Mac magazine. On the Wednesday morning, I rang Gordon Harwood Computers in Alfriston in Derbyshire. And we went over there on the Saturday to buy it and bring it home. We never looked back since, but it just happened to be that it was an Intel one. But I understood the concept of it being an Intel one because of the adverts. Do you remember the adverts? That must be there, the Intel adverts. Mm. They were voiced by Kiefer Sutherland and they were all like little Intel men. Intel Mac 2006. Let's see if you can find that. Yeah, because in that one, it says the first Intel Mac, 10th of January 2006, and somebody's walked on stage in the Intel outfit. But the actual adverts that advertise this in the UK were voiced by Kiefer Sutherland, and they had in them these little Intel spacemen. You could actually get dolls of them back in the day, couldn't you? That's scary. I'm not sure if this is the advert. Let's try putting advert on the end and UK. That might help. There we go. Apple iMac Intel advert 2006. Is that Kiefer Sutherland? Let's have a listen. Yes, it is. I only have to hear one word of Kiefer Sutherland and I know it's him. But I'd seen these adverts, so it made total sense when I actually went in to get one. But I did actually miss the bit where it was announced in real time. I've watched it back since and I can see the big thing. And obviously, one of the things that should be on your bingo cards today is ARM chips. Will we be switching to ARM chips today? Who thinks that's a definite yes? It's quite interesting this year. I mentioned this last night. Nothing's leaked. Apart from two things happening, which are the 16-inch, the revision to the 16-inch MacBook Pro, and they've also introduced some upgrades to hard drives for the Mac Pro. You're going to need 17 kidneys to buy one, though. Just warning you. They are like, they go up to 8 terabytes, an 8 terabyte SSD in a customized container to get it inside it. I stopped looking at the price when it got to £900, $900. But we'll see how that goes. You've got ARM processors on your card. I think you stand a good chance here, Peter. And Paul's saying yes to ARM. I think they will, but I'm not sure whether they'll do it across the board. I think it would be a good move if they did. That would be a good one, Pete. Oh, we should put that on the cards. Mike, make a note of that for next time. We're going to fix it so you can merge Apple accounts.
If only.
Yes, if only. We've all got one of those, Pete. Mine was inadvertent. Luckily, I was already buying on the right account. Mike, however, not so lucky. No, it's most unfortunate. I did put down there multiple accounts on an iPad, though. I did put that on there. I mean, it's a decision not to do that. It's a conscious decision on their part, and it's incredibly cynical. If you've got two kids, you know, they're going to want their own high scores in games and stuff. It would make total sense to have a shared device, but they log out and then log in with another account. It would make total sense. Just think of the family peace that would ensue. But they refuse to do it. It's not that it can't be done, because it can be done in schools. So as long as these devices are enrolled in the school's programme, it can be done. And when you see other devices, even things like Amazon tablets, they can do it quite happily. So why can't an iPad? That would be amazing. That would be a huge benefit, I think. Not just that's something that wouldn't be a gimmick. It would be beyond a gimmick. That would be useful. Even things like, I mean, I get mails from people and it says it's from like a lady, and then when I read it, I think that's not from Pauline, that's from Frank. But he's sent it because he's picked up her iPad, not his, you know. And yes, you could add multiple accounts to email, to the mail client, but you know how many muggles know that? How many muggles want to do that? They both have an iPad. It's just that he picked up the wrong one. I think that would be a huge, huge benefit. But whether we'll see it or not, ever. I say it's cynical because I don't see Mike and I buying one iPad and sharing it, I'll be honest. But there are family dynamics where that would be the way they would like to work. So just provide people with an option. But they consider it, they've said that they consider iPads to be personal devices, and I don't agree with that. You can't stand there and say it's a proper computer, oh, and it's a personal device, because you can have multiple accounts on a computer, and if you're trying to sell me this iPad as a computer, why can't I have multiple accounts on it? You've got more argument for a phone, but even then, it would be a nice addition, wouldn't it? Just imagine having a troubleshooting account, Mike. Because we troubleshoot a lot. And that's what they tell you to do with your Mac. I actually had to do that with that Mac I reinstalled a couple of weeks back. I'd set everything up absolutely properly. But since, I can't remember precisely which one, because this used to work. But when I set up Lion and Leopard and Snow Leopard, and possibly a couple after that, if I set up a machine from scratch, it would have on it my account, my user account, and the E of Elaine is capitalised. You try doing that now, you can type it in as a capital and it will let you carry on. And when you get through to the machine, it's not a capital, it's lowercase. Why? Now, there is a workaround. You can fix it. Why should I have to fix it? You broke it. I have to create another account and then I have to go in and do three things in the right order, then come out of that account, go into the other account and then delete the secondary account. It's all just wasting time. So they broke something along the way there. They think everyone has a lot of money to spend. Most of my family share devices. I agree. I think a lot of people share devices, or they would. It becomes like a coffee table device, doesn't it? There is a device in the lounge and you're watching a film and you say, oh, he was in something else. What was the something else? And you reach out and you pick up that iPad. Multiple accounts would be a huge benefit. Now, not particularly for me. I can't say that I would create multiple accounts on all my iPads. I just think genuinely it would be a good addition. For troubleshooting, it would be amazing. And another, when I say I don't see me creating it, I mean like in anger for real. I can't see Mike needing accounts on my iPads. But where I would absolutely use it on an iPad is when you come to do a demonstration. Because you come to do a demonstration on an iPad, either live or recorded. Now, if you're doing it recorded, then put it into, if you're recording it on the iPad using the built-in capabilities, then put it into do not disturb mode and you're good to go. But if you're just trying to demonstrate that live, not only can you not put it in, you know, take it off the network, you can't do that. You can't really do much in terms of stopping the notifications, because there'll always be one that you've forgotten is active, no matter what you do with it. I've had that live. It happens on after hours, doesn't it? On a Friday night, I have my notification suspended. There's no way I can stop it turning that off at midnight. It's just something it does, which sometimes means if I've had notifications that have been suspended during the show, they pop up at midnight and I have to turn them off again. I need to control my device, not Apple control my device. I think that's where we're at. But whether they think we've got lots of money or they just want us to spend more money, you know, buy an iPad for each child and each parent, that pushes you that way just for ease of management, doesn't it? What they would say is they've left other avenues by, you know, if you went for an iPad Pro, that's going to cost you £1,000. But there are other iPads that may be more suitable to people who would otherwise use multiple accounts, where they can have one of their own, but they're not the pro model. So I know I recommended one to a teacher friend of mine, and this was for use at school, but she had to pay for it. She didn't particularly want the price that, you know, like how much was yours? £1,100. Didn't want to spend that. Even with the discount, it wouldn't take it down to affordable, but she did manage to get one for about £340, and it was a brand new model. It was the 10.2 inch, and she was very, very happy with that. Is it a pro model? No, but it does mean at that price you could have two of those, one for each person, and you're still spending less than you would on an iPad Pro. That might be where they're at. I don't know. I just think the number of different devices that they've got is confusing for a lot of people. How are we doing with them all being uploaded, Mike?
They're all uploaded.
Mm. So we can now. You can now choose. Let me put that link in again. We are collecting bingo cards. Bingo cards. Right. That's the link. But you can change the XXX to anything between 001 and 600. So if you don't like the one you've got, you've got 600 to choose from. Can't say fairer than that, can we? Tabby cat. That's our name for it. Hello, Jane. Whee! Jane is in the house. How are the lovely dogs? Ours has mugged off, hasn't she?
She's out there.
She was in here, but it's a bit warm for her, even though I had the fan on for her. But she's outside the office. Anyway, good to see you here. Yep, years ago, they were all named after cats. So they seem to find an inordinate amount of names for cats. But for us, the next version, so in this case, it'll be 10.16. Whatever it was, we called it Tabby Cat. Now, obviously, they've moved on and they've moved over to locations now. I think there's a good chance today's might be Tahoe. There's also a couple of other places, but I thought Tahoe We thought that last time, though, didn't we? Mm. That was a possibility last time. And they went with Catalina. Mm. Well, we'll see. But I would, if they stood there and said, we're calling it Tabby Cat. Oh, yes. Yes. But until they announce what the new one is, to us, 10.16 is Tabby Cat. And we're both going to have to seriously contemplate moving to Catalina at that point, because I think last time, the day that Catalina was released, one of the apps instantly said you needed Mojave at the latest. And I thought that was way too soon. I mean, the same day? Wow. But I can definitely see when the next one comes out, it'll be that a lot of apps choose to only support what we're calling Tabby Cat and Catalina. And I'm on Mojave and Mike's on High Sierra. So something's going to have to happen. Apart from the machine that I have just installed High Sierra on, because it can't go anymore. It's a 2011 model. If only I'd have waited 12 months. Thing was, that wasn't a 2011 model when it started. When it started, that machine was a 2009 model. It went in for repair. It didn't end well. They had to replace it. And they sent back the brand new model. That's why it's a 2011 model, which is good, because if it had been that 2009 model, and I think it was an early 2009 at that, it would have been out of support years ago. So I was actually quite lucky with that. But don't tell previous me that, because previous me was well peeved. Previous me was very, very annoyed at having to all the hoops I had to go through. That machine was away from here for about 6 weeks in the end, because in the end they had to custom build me one. It was a fiasco. Right. Oh, the dogs are great. Some training with the little one. Oh no, Jane, they must be in sync, because it's also been what we've been saying, it's Lola's lady time, and she's been in a right old mood, hasn't she?
she's fine now,
but yes, she's been a little bit hormonal. And it would be about 3 weeks. They're synchronised. They are totally synchronised. She's allowed out, but she's on a lead. But that, yeah, it's difficult, that, isn't it? That is difficult. 9:42. Who's got 9:42 on it? There is a reason for this. Which isn't valid anymore, is it? Because they start at 10. That's a very good point. Many years ago, whenever Apple was doing a demonstration, it would start at 9 o'clock, and they timed that they knew by the time they came to, you know, by they've done the introduction and they've done all the stuff for the stores data and how the share value is, even possibly a games demo, but we're not going to mention games demos today. By the time they came to do the demo, it would be approximately 9:40 to 9:45. So all of the screenshots on the slides where a clock was displayed had 9:42 on them. So what you need to do to play the bingo, keep your eye on any screenshots that are up there and see what time's on it. Is it 9:42? That's what 9:42's for. You're always glad when it's over with. Lola's not bad, but obviously, you know, we'd only ever had a boy and it came as quite a culture shock. She is definitely quieter and moodier. And of course, with the weather at the minute as well, being over hot.
She heard you talking about her then.
Yes, it's all right. It's all right. You're okay now. But she was very grumpy. Very grumpy. It's not pleasant because she's grumpy. And no matter what you try and do, like, do you want to go out? And she just looks at you like, no. Would you like a treat? No. She actually refuses treats at times. Kim says that's unheard of. And I think it's unheard of in Jane's house as well. Yeah, but Lola, yeah, annoyed. And we've got some Purina sticks, Jane. She's not happy. She's eaten a bag and 3/4 of them over the last few months. Will she eat these last 6? No, I think they're going to end up in the bin. Every time she gets one, she either refuses to take it or she takes it and then dumps it somewhere. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, Simon, Mrs. Simon's got 9:42. There was a default time displayed on the phone. There is a default time displayed on the phone if you AirPlay it. I think that's 9:42, isn't it? Or have they changed that?
I thought it's 9:41.
9:41. So they've changed that one. But that's actually quite useful. If you are recording an iPad and you record it locally, I think even if you record it locally, let's try it. Let's find out and try it. Where's that gone? Oh, you're up there, aren't you? All right, let's record the screen of the iPad. Right, it's recording. No, it doesn't. Oh, how strange. Let's go into that and go into that. No, that doesn't do it. What else have we got? Let's just do mail. No, it doesn't. If you record your iPad locally, the iPad has had the ability to record in iOS for quite a while. And if you do it locally, it has the standard time on it. But if you AirPlay it to do a recording, or attach it via a cable and use something like Camtasia or ScreenFlow to record it, it changes the time to 9:41. So if you had a choice of how to record it, while it's nice and handy to have the recording on your iPad, it can be the mother and father of all nightmares when it comes to edit it. Because if you don't need to edit it, you're good to go. But if you do need to edit it, some people will have their eye on the clock in the top corner and notice when 3 minutes of a recording disappear. So it is actually an intentional thing that if you AirPlay it to your computer to make a recording, or you plug it in to record it, it fixes the time at 9:41 so you can edit with gleeful abandon and no one will notice the join. Pro tip on that. Turn off the battery percentage, because once they've got that the time's not moving, they'll then hyper-focus on something else. That'll usually be the battery percentage. Not even joking. I have had people come back to me and say, that battery percentage dropped by 2 while you were doing that. And you think, really? You're not watching the fabulous tip? Honestly? But yeah, they don't. They nitpick with everything else. So I always turn the battery percentage off as well. In fact, a lot of my demos, if I've done an iPad, I'll actually take the entire status bar away at the top. No one's ever noticed that the thing's missing. But I just take away the whole thing. Treats are never ignored. Do you think that could be a competition thing, Jane? Oh, I don't really fancy it, but if I don't, the other one will take it, so I'll have it anyway. It could well be. Oh, no, Pete. Have you not got a junior doctor to do that for you? I could give you this guy's name. He was free. We will see you shortly. Right, so we're going to head out of Marooned and get into our official MacBytes Live very soon. We'll wait till the hour and then we'll do another set of tweets for people joining us up there. So have you got your bingo card, Jane? Let's put the link in for the bingo card. Change the XXX to anything between 001 and 600. Lots to choose from this time. Every one is different. If you don't like the one you get, choose a different number and play along. I'm still choosing my number, but I know which one Jonathan will have. Jonathan's joining us at 5:30. 5:30 for Jonathan. There you go, Jane. Get your bingo card. You think it's a Labrador thing? The first dog I actually was allowed to take out for long walks was a Labrador. He was a Labrador in the late 70s called Hunter. And he was called Hunter because his family had a double barrel surname. They were Hunter Watts. And the dog was Hunter Watts. He's a cool dog. He's a beautiful golden Labrador. And he was my dream dog. He was the dog I wanted. This was because 1, guide dogs, 2, Andrex puppies. So I wanted a Labrador, and the family were actually going abroad for 2 years. They were going over to Saudi Arabia and they were looking for someone to home the dog, and Mum said no. Oh, I didn't speak to her for weeks. So he had to go somewhere else. I was gutted. Not only were the family moving and I wouldn't be able to walk him and play with him anymore, but he was going to have to go to another home, and I never saw him again. Oh, did I create? I definitely created with that one, I'm afraid. What can I say? And then the next dog that was, and we actually called him this because we didn't know his name, but a family moved in, a couple moved in across the road, and they had what they called that breed?
A lassie dog,
a rough collie. They moved in across the road. We didn't know his name, but I said to Mike, he's virtually mine. He spent his entire day just by the gate. So I could see him all day and I'd be waving to him and he'd like bark back. Turned out eventually, after being called virtually mine for about 6 months, turns out he was called Ben. He was a lovely dog. He had a few foibles. He was being a rescue dog. Few foibles, but he was beautiful. Right, OK, so, end of Marooned. Shall we do an out and then do an in?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we can do that. So thank you for being with us on Marooned. We're about to head into a completely different show.